Hello and welcome. You're about to take your first steps on a wonderful journey. In this session, we'll be creating a lovely deep trance that will help you achieve your goal of regressing to infancy. This session specifically deals with daytime wetting and with being comfortable in diapers and plastic pants during the day. This is a goal that may take some repeated listening and some effort on your part to achieve, but together we can retrain your mind and your body to get you to the place you want to be. Happy and content in your inability to hold your bladder and finding comfort and peace in your true regression back to babyhood. This hypnotic training session is intended for those that would like to see a permanent change in the way they live. And although retraining to use the toilet like an adult is perfectly possible, it's a process that requires time and effort. So before you listen further, be sure that you understand these things fully and are prepared to take this step. If you're ready now, we can begin. Now, before I take you down into trance, make sure that you're sitting or lying down comfortably. You might like to darken the room or lock the door, and perhaps you might like to loosen your clothes or undress completely. You may even wish to wear your diaper as you listen, just in case. You can stop this recording if you need to, and come back to me once you're prepared. Now that you're ready, lie back and make yourself as comfortable as you can. Let yourself sink down into the comfort and support of your bed or chair. And you can close your eyes anytime you'd like to. That's great. Now, take a deep breath in and just hold it a moment and gently let it out. And again now, a nice deep breath in and hold it. That's right. And let it out. And you might already notice how taking that deep breath and letting it out so gently can have the effect of allowing you to relax more. Once more now, a deep breath in. Hold it, and feel all the tension in your body easily flowing out of you as you just let it out now. That's lovely. And breathing in this certain way, deeply in through the nose and out through the mouth, can feel very relaxing sometimes, creating this rhythmic circular breathing pattern helps your whole body to relax and your mind to quiet down as you just concentrate for a moment on breathing, gently and easily, steadily and quietly. You can listen to my voice and allow your body to just relax and let go, without even thinking about it, without worrying about anything. And it may be that you're wondering how it is that you're going to go into trance, whether you'll know what's happening, or when it might happen. Going into trance is such a natural thing to do, such an easy thing, that you don't need to think about it really. As you relax and listen to my voice, trance will come to you naturally and in its own time, just as sleep comes when you're tired. Breathe in gently and steadily now, and you might feel as though your whole body is sinking deeper and deeper into comfort and relaxation, and that feels so very good, so nice. You can just allow it, that's alright. And as you're becoming more comfortable and relaxed now, feeling more and more tension leaving your body with each breath, just notice now how your ankles and feet are starting to feel heavier. Heavier and more relaxed. And you might want to gently tense and release those muscles in your ankles and feet. First one foot, and then the other. And feel how doing that can make those muscles feel so much more loose and heavy. That relaxation can start to gently creep up to your calves now, loosening those muscles, and you can feel it happen as you focus on breathing slowly, steadily. You can feel those muscles in your calves becoming loose and heavy now, sinking down into comfort as you listen to my voice, breathing gently and just allowing your body to let go for a while. And your knees too can start to feel loose and relaxed, and you might gently flex the joints and then let them settle down again now, so easily allowing your knees to relax. That's right. And further up to your thighs now, those big, strong muscles that work so hard all day long. Just gently and softly relaxing now, as your legs can start to feel almost weightless, as they're so very comfortable and relaxed. And it's so nice to just relax here, so comfortable and easy, as you listen to my voice. You can allow your mind to drift wherever it wishes, drifting and floating, with no need to worry about anything. That's wonderful. And you might feel that relaxation increasing now, as your hips too become heavy and limp. So tired and comfortable, as you bring your attention gently to the muscles of your stomach and your back, and each small muscle connected to one another. Each small muscle relaxing and loosening as you breathe gently and float and drift, as you listen to my voice guiding your subconscious. Those muscles can almost feel as though they're melting into one another, becoming so very loose, so relaxed. And it's so nice, so easy to just let it happen, to enjoy the feeling as it creeps upward now to your chest. Your chest rising and falling rhythmically, without any effort at all. And you can let those muscles too grow loose and heavy, slowing down, letting go. And your shoulders now, you can ever so gently tense and then release. Those muscles in your shoulders, letting them fall back so comfortably, so gently and easily supported. Your arms resting so naturally, heavy and tired. As you listen to the sound of my voice, you can let go of all that tension, feeling safe, warm, relaxed, as the muscles of your neck too just loosen and let go now. And you might feel the weight of your whole body gently increasing, sinking down, down, deeper and deeper down, And as that relaxation spreads upwards and into your face, softening and smoothing those tired muscles, so your mind too can just relax and let go. Letting go so easily because it feels so very good to drift and float here in this comfortable, safe place. So you can let go now. That's right. Now I wonder if you can imagine, just create a picture in your mind of a staircase, and as you stand at the top of this staircase, looking down, you might notice small details. Perhaps there's a handrail. Maybe the stairs are made of wood, or perhaps of stone. And as you stand at the top of the staircase, quietly pondering these details, in your mind you can begin to walk slowly downwards, slowly and easily down the staircase, breathing so gently, so steadily, and with each step down, you can relax more and more. With each effortless step down, you can go deeper into trance, feeling more and more peaceful and relaxed. With each step down, just a few steps more now, until you reach the bottom. 10 small steps. And with each step down, you go deeper into trance. With each number, you go more and more deeply into a wonderful state of trance, moving easily down now. 10. Moving so effortlessly down. 9. Deeper and deeper down. 8. No need to hurry or worry about anything. 7. Deeper and deeper down now. 6. Just enjoying the feeling of moving so easily. Going so easily into trance. 5. Halfway down now. And you can feel your mind drifting away as you step down to 4. Deeper. deeper and deeper. And three, so relaxed and peaceful as you go deeper now. Two, deeper. Just one more step now, and you reach one. And as you step off the staircase, you can find yourself standing in front of a lovely, soft, welcoming feather bed. And in your mind, you can relax into that comfortable bed, wrapping yourself in warmth and safety, feeling so good, so content. That's wonderful. Now that you're so comfortable, so relaxed, and deeply in trance, I'm going to speak for a while to your subconscious mind, so you can allow your conscious mind to float away and even think about other things if you want to. That's okay. Your subconscious mind is very powerful, and it can listen and absorb my words, even as your conscious mind is elsewhere, paying attention to other things. Sometimes the things that we want can seem difficult to achieve, and when that happens, it can be very helpful to just relax and take a deep breath, to let our conscious minds float away and listen with our subconscious mind. And doing this can feel so very natural, and it can help us to understand that the things we want to achieve are not just possible, they can be easy. When we stop trying so hard, sometimes things just happen naturally, all by themselves, with no effort and no worries. And that is a great feeling. So as you relax here and listen with your subconscious mind, perhaps you can imagine yourself, just picture it in your head, as though you were looking in a mirror. In fact, let's go ahead and imagine that mirror, so that you can look into it and see yourself. Imagine yourself in that mirror as you are now, as an adult. Your face and hair and clothes, just exactly as they are now. You know yourself very well. so you can imagine seeing your own reflection in the mirror quite easily. And now, as you're looking at yourself in the mirror, just slip backwards in time a little. Just easily slip back through the years to a time when you were a teenager, and see yourself in the mirror as you were then. Your face looked different. Your hairstyle was probably different too. And like most teenagers, you are most likely eager to be an adult. Different things were important to you then. People change so much and so quickly. Can you go back further still now? Looking at yourself in the mirror. And now, see yourself as a child. Remember how you felt when you were a child. The friends that you had. The toys that you used to love to play with. Your imagination was so powerful then, and you can still tap into that imagination now. You can recapture these memories and feelings so easily. I expect the memories will start to get a little fuzzy now, but that's okay. You can fill in any gaps with your imagination. And so we're going back further still now. As you watch yourself change in the mirror, you can see yourself going back easily through the years to the time that you were just a baby. Just a sweet, innocent baby. And the whole world was so exciting and interesting, wasn't it? And all you ever had to do was explore and play, and afterwards settle down to sleep peacefully. Completely secure in the knowledge that you were safe, happy, and loved. And those feelings of being safe, happy, and loved can just flow into you now. Those feelings of complete contentment are so wonderful, so peaceful, and you deserve to feel that way all the time if you want to, with no worries or cares, no stresses at all. And feeling as you did then, feeling now as you did when you were just a baby, is such a wonderful way to let go of all your worries and cares, experiencing life with nothing but joy and innocence. So you can allow yourself to feel these things, the absolute security and contentment of being loved and cared for as a baby, because it feels so good. because it makes you so happy to behave just as you did when you were a baby. And it feels nice to play with your toys and wear your diaper and suck on your pacifier. And as you remember these feelings and imagine yourself doing these things, so your subconscious mind can accept that there are some things that will help you to feel and act like the baby that you were and can be again. One of those things that can help you to get those feelings back is wearing your diaper and plastic pants. Maybe you already wear your diaper at night when you're snuggled up and peacefully asleep in bed or in your crib. And that's lovely. It's such a warm and safe thing to do, to wear your diaper as you sleep, without a care or worry in the world, without even having to think at all about wetting yourself, because your diaper keeps you comfortable and feeling good. And so it's only natural to allow yourself to also wear your diaper during the day. Wearing your diaper during the day is really no different from wearing it at night. Those warm, safe feelings are so very nice, so very comfortable, that wanting to feel them during the day is completely natural. So it's all right to wear your diaper in the daytime, and it feels so good knowing how easy and peaceful and relaxed your day will become the moment you put on your diaper. So when you do put on your diaper in the daytime, or when your mummy or daddy puts your diaper on for you, you can immediately begin to feel how your mind changes, slipping gently and easily back through the years to the time when you were a safe, happy baby, and accepting that those feelings are so nice. Accepting that wearing your diaper in the daytime is a good thing. It makes you feel wonderful to wear your diaper and plastic pants all through the day. Wearing your diaper through the day can give you such a warm, contented feeling, even if you need to act like an adult. You can still retain those lovely feelings of peace and safety by wearing your diaper under your grown-up clothes. And of course, there is a special reason why you can enjoy wearing your diaper so much. A very special reason. Because wearing your diaper in the daytime means that when you wet yourself, there is never any need to worry or feel bad. Never any reason to be worried. Wearing your diaper in the daytime takes away all of your cares and fears, so that you can easily wet yourself whenever and wherever you are. You can comfortably soak your diaper without even a thought. Maybe you've already wet your diaper through the night. It's a very special feeling, isn't it? To wake up warm and comfortable and wet, snuggled up in bed in your wet diaper. And it would feel so good if you could have that feeling all through the day too. It would feel so nice and make you feel so special and loved, so young, so much the baby that you are. If you can allow yourself to wet your diaper in the daytime, and that is something that you can do comfortably without a thought by wearing your diaper in the daytime. Maybe as you're relaxing right here, just listening quietly to my voice, you might be able to think about or imagine how nice it will feel to wet your diaper, just as a baby does. Because that is what you are, a happy, smiling baby, so eager to play and explore. And that's lovely. And as a baby, your muscles aren't used to having to work so hard to hold your bladder. And so just relax now. That's right. And imagine yourself a happy baby, wearing your lovely, comfortable diaper right now. And your body can feel so relaxed. Each muscle feeling so loose and limp. It's almost like relaxing in a warm bath. All the tension in your body has already melted away into nothing. That's right. And so if you need to, or if you'd like to, you can just say to yourself now, let go. And just say these words to yourself as your body relaxes further and further. Let go. And you might even begin to feel yourself loosening up so much, and feeling so good that you may be able even now to allow yourself to wet your diaper. And there's no need to think about it at all. No need to try to stop yourself from soaking your diaper. Because it's such a good feeling, letting go completely, without paying any attention to what your body does, all by itself. Just a natural action. That when you need to go to the bathroom, your body can just accept that wetting your diaper is okay. Your body can just automatically allow you to wet yourself as easily and naturally as breathing. Each time that you wet your diaper during the day, you can start to notice how much better it feels, how much easier it happens. Each time you wet your diaper during the day, you can feel more and more comfortable and reliant on wearing your diaper to keep you feeling safe and happy. Wearing your diaper in the daytime and wetting your diaper each time that you need to is such a wonderful thing, and you can allow it to happen. You can feel proud of yourself for being so relaxed, for leaving the adult world of stress and worry behind you, and embracing the pleasure of being so young, innocent, and carefree. Wetting your diaper is easy. That comforting warmth and wetness enveloping you, making you feel safe, cared for, secure, and loved. Wetting your diaper is the easiest thing in the world. And you can do it whenever you need to, without even a thought. Your body will just naturally let go, automatically let go, knowing that there is no need to hold it in, knowing that you are securely diapered and can let go at any time, without a care in the world. Maybe not even noticing that you need to pee, but just naturally letting go whenever your body needs to. Each time that you wet your diaper during the day, you will notice how much better it feels, and how much more easily it happens. Each time you wet your diaper during the day, you can feel more and more comfortable, more reliant on wearing your diaper to keep you feeling safe and happy. Wearing your diaper in the daytime and wetting your diaper each time that you need to is such a lovely thing that you can allow it to happen. You can feel proud of yourself for being so relaxed and leaving the adult world of stress and worry behind you, and just embracing the pleasure of being so young and innocent and carefree. Wetting your diaper is so easy, that comforting warmth and wetness enveloping you, making you feel so safe and secure, so cared for and loved. Wetting your diaper is the easiest thing in the world, and you can do it whenever you need to, without even a thought. Your body will just naturally let go, will automatically let go, knowing that there is no need to hold it in, knowing that you are diapered securely and can let go at any time, without a care in the world. And maybe you won't even notice that you need to pee, but will just naturally let go whenever your body needs to. And there may be a time, sometime in the future, when you think you'd like to grow up again and use the bathroom like a big kid or an adult. And that's okay. If a time comes when you'd like to use the bathroom, then you can simply begin to potty train, just like a child needs to potty train, to learn how to use the bathroom and recognize when you need to go. And you can do this too, and in just the same way, by taking it slowly, relearning how to hold your bladder and make it to the bathroom in time. And this process can sometimes take a little while, but that's okay. That is completely normal. So you can, if you want to, retrain your body to use the bathroom instead of letting go in your lovely, comfortable diaper. In a moment now, I'm going to wake you up, and you can start to feel more awake and aware. And it may be that you come around from listening to this session and find that you have wet yourself. If that's the case, you should feel very proud of yourself indeed for letting go so completely. So I'm going to count down from 5 now, as you gradually come back to yourself. Ready now? 5. And you can slowly and gently start to come back to yourself now. 4. Feeling more aware of the room around you. 3. More and more alert and aware, feeling so good. 2. Almost completely awake now, feeling wonderful. And 1. Completely awake now, completely aware, and ready to enjoy the rest of your day. I hope you enjoyed listening to this hypnotic training session. If you have any questions or comments, you're welcome to contact us at www.baby-pants.com.